When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Epstein Chronicles. Recently, we heard from the producer who was responsible for setting up the Prince Andrew interview with BBC. And her name is Sam McAllister, and she had some pretty interesting insight to offer. Well, in a new article from the Irish Mirror, we're getting some more details from her about what exactly what went down and how Prince Andrew had this idea that he did this great job after this interview. Whereas the rest of the world, who witnessed it, who watched it, who listened to it, they came to a different conclusion for the most part. And this interview was the beginning of the end for Prince Andrew, folks. No doubt in my mind that this was the beginning of the end. How many times have people said, "Open your mouth and insert your foot"? Because that certainly is what Prince Andrew did, and he's going to pay for it for the rest of his life. And I look at it as karma almost, right? Why are you giving an interview to the BBC before you even speak to the FBI? What are you really trying to accomplish? You're not trying to help the people who were abused, obviously. You're trying to save a little bit of face. And frankly, these people have been allowed to save face for way too long. In fact, these people have been so protected, folks. Let's remember that ABC and Amy Robach quashed an interview with Virginia Roberts that had all the goods on these people in 2015. So all of you folks out there who didn't know much about this story and might have heard just little tidbits and decided, hey, there's not enough out there, I have to go and find my own information. Well, you can thank the legacy media for failing at their job to inform you correctly. Because they've had all this information even longer than I have. But they sat on it. They refused to give it to you. All because they didn't want to lose access to people like the Joe Exotic of the Windsor family. And could there be anything more absurd? Who the hell cares if you lose access to these sick, disgusting people? The idea, as a journalist, is to hold people of power accountable and to educate the rest of the citizens. That's why it's called the Fourth Estate, and that's why the media is given such great privileges. But they failed big time here, folks. 100%, without a doubt, failed. Not only failed you, but more importantly, it failed the girls who were abused. Because if this story could have gotten out earlier, how many girls would have avoided this fate? And I'm never going to let the legacy media live it down. Today we have an article, like I said, from the Irish Mirror, and headline, "Prince Andrew was a bomb waiting to go off as fresh details emerge from his disastrous interview." This article was authored by Teresa Gotin Martinez and Michelle Cullen. Sam McAllister, who was responsible for setting up the Duke of York's explosive interview in November of 2019, has written a memoir, Scoops, in which she detailed the bizarre event. So, if you were her, why wouldn't you parlay this into something? Write a book, write a story, do the circuit, you know, make a few bucks from it. I say good for Sam McAllister. She was the one who set this all up. She was the one who put it into motion. so she should definitely be the one to get the nod and the credit. You see, a lot of these times, the journalist gets the credit, right? But behind the scenes, it's the producer, the field producers, who are setting all of this up, finding people to interview, figuring out topics, and then these high-paid newsreaders that you see on TV, Rachel Maddow, Sean Hannity, the rest of these boobs, they just get up there and they parrot whatever their producers find out or figure out. And they get all of the accolades, they get all of the pats on the back, and most importantly, they get all of the money. When in reality, it's these producers that are doing all the hard work. So people like Sam McAllister, when they're able to double down and make a few dollars on the stuff that they did by flipping a book or something like that, I say go for it. It's hard enough trying to carve out a chunk when you're somebody who's involved in the media or creating content. So if there's a money-making opportunity for you and it's based solely on your work especially, you should definitely jump at that. Appearing on This Morning to discuss the unforgettable appearance of Andrew on the flagship program, which saw him speak about his friendship with convicted pedophile and sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, Miss McAllister was asked by ITV presenter Holly Willoughby whether she thought the Duke 62 regretted agreeing to the interview. Look, I certainly didn't work on getting the interview with Prince Andrew here, but I'm pretty sure it's right up there in his top five regrets of all time, right along with hanging out with Epstein. Well, maybe that isn't a regret after all. He had a chance to say that and he didn't. So who knows what his biggest regrets really are, but this has to be at the top of the list, right? Giving this interview, outing yourself for a complete moron for the whole entire world to see. Before, it was just people who were paying attention to the royal family, right? A lot of you out there follow the royal family and stuff. You all knew that Prince Andrew was an absolute boob. Frankly, until the Jeffrey Epstein story, I had no idea who he really was besides the Prince of England. I had no desire to research him. I didn't care. I really just didn't care about him or anyone in the royal family, for that matter. And I still feel the same way. When this saga closes, I really have nothing else to say about the royal family, honestly. It's just, I have bigger problems, I guess. You know, I always talk about how my yard is, if my yard's dirty, I can't talk about my neighbors. So I have my own problems here in the United States to worry about. I can't worry about, you know, the royal family. But Prince Andrew's bitch ass? Oh yeah, bro, you're on the radar forever now. And as long as you stick around and you keep hanging out with the royal family and trying to make your way back, well, people like me are going to make your life miserable. And the collateral damage, unfortunately, for you and the royalists is going to be the royal family. She replied, I think he was a bomb waiting to go off. He wanted to say something. He wanted to vindicate himself, reports The Express. Now, I know that seems ludicrous now, but nobody thinks they're going to do a bad interview. He thought he would explain himself, and he thought this would all go away. So I suspect if he went back, he would still do an interview, but I doubt it would be with Emily, and I doubt it would be with Newsnight. Oh, I doubt that as well. He'd probably go and do the interview with the guy that got all of those Maxwell family interviews, whatever that dude's name is over in England, the guy that was crowing about how Maxwell's innocent and this is all a setup, the blah, 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 whoever that clown is. I don't even remember his name. But that's probably the person he would have went and had the interview with. Or maybe he would have set it up with one of his boys in New York, Mr. Clogs himself, George Stephanopoulos. Maybe Katie Couric. Weren't they all at Prince Andrew's little soiree dinner that Jeffrey Epstein threw for him? And again, I don't know about you folks, but me personally, I've never been to dinner with one child abuser. Never mind multiple. In January, the Duke of York was stripped of his military titles in the face of the legal battle over accusations by Virginia Roberts, 38. Miss Roberts said she was coerced into sexual encounters with Andrew in 2001 by Epstein and his longtime co-conspirator, general all-around scuzzbag, fellow child abuser, Ghislaine Maxwell, on three different occasions. Andrew, who has always denied the allegations against him, in March agreed to pay a multi-million pound sum with no admission of liability to bring the civil sexual assault case to a close. It's funny how everyone's so cautious when they talk about Andrew as well. You know what? I'll say it. I wish the royal family would sue me. Because I have news for you. We're going all the way to discovery. I would go all the way to discovery with these people. So I don't know what all these journalists are so scared about. Oh, I don't want to slander him. How can you slander a scumbag like this at this point? A man that was willing to stand on the sidelines while abused girls suffered. A man that, according to Virginia, took part in the abuse himself.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
As part of the settlement, which is not an admission of guilt, the Duke vowed to demonstrate his regret for his association with Epstein by supporting the fight against the evils of sex trafficking and by supporting its victims. This is so ridiculous. It's as ridiculous as putting Ghislaine Maxwell and Danbury with other victims of human traffickers, as if that won't be triggering to them. But this is crazy. Prince Andrew is going to become this fighter against human trafficking? The consoler of widows? The friend to orphans? The patron saint of lepers? That's what he is all of a sudden? Please miss me with the bullshit, please. But this did not save the prince's reputation, which virtually died as the Newsnight interview was broadcast. Miss McAllister said she still can't believe some of what the royal said on camera. She couldn't believe either that the interview was eventually going to happen. She told Miss Willoughby and Phillips Schofield, who would say yes to being on Newsnight when you're accused of the things you're accused of there? I never for a second believed that this negotiation would be successful. Yeah, me either. How in the hell would Prince Andrew ever agree to this? It is so bizarre that this dude would agree to this. It's just, I don't even know where to begin. The producer went on to explain that Princess Beatrice, whom Andrew invited to the final negotiations, made the difference between yes and no. Hey, look, his daughter is doing the right thing. She wants to believe her dad, right? I want to believe my dad. I want to believe that my dad's a good man. How many of us believe our fathers are superheroes almost? So, of course, if someone's saying this about your dad, you're not going to believe it, right? And you're going to say to your dad, hey, dad, just go clear the air. Go get on the record and tell these people what's up. I know I'd be pushing for my dad to tell the truth. And I'm sure that's what his daughter was doing here. The Duke's eldest daughter was a real curveball for the production team, Miss McAllister said. Miss McAllister explained, I turned up to the negotiations a little bit brassy. And Prince Andrew said, oh, by the way, I have brought someone with me. I thought it had to be a lawyer, and then round the corner, Princess Beatrice appeared. When asked how she dealt with the princess being there, the producer answered, I asked her tentative questions as she was just looking at her dad. Look, it has to be a bit uncomfortable, right? You're about to blast this dude with a bunch of serious questions about sexual abuse and his relationship with a notorious pedophile. And he brings his daughter? So again, not Beatrice's fault, but Prince Andrew once again trying to use his children as a shield. And real men do not bring their family into these sorts of matters, that's for damn sure. Real men don't find themselves in these sorts of matters. But here Prince Andrew is, and well, a real man, he is not. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this episode. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycapucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that we discussed can be found in the description box.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.